نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic called the Charter of Islamic Governance. And this is a topic of a lot of importance, especially in this era whereby there are important issues that need to be addressed, especially with regards to how societies grow and how they are governed. And one of the most important societies that are there existing today in the world are the Islamic societies, or the Muslim Ummah as a whole. Because the Muslim Ummah, the Islamic societies all together form the Muslim Ummah, which is a one united body. And in the previous session, we talked about one of the important tenets that is there in this charter of Islamic governance, and that is to understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's invitation was towards the truth. And we said that towards the truth means that the message of the Prophet, the message of the Quran, is such that it is in complete compatibility and conformity with the nature of the human existence, with the nature of the universe and how the universe exists. And that makes the message of Islam a message that is ever living, that is that spans over a whole lifetime and can never be they can never be limited or confined to a specific point in time only.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, another discussion that I would like to hold today is regarding the purpose of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the purposes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival or his prophethood was to remove people from the worshipping of idols and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Ali alayhi salam in the sermon says, لِيُخْرِجَ عِبَادَهُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَتِهِ. Remember that we are discussing the 147th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha. And this is one of the foremost phrases in this sermon. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, لِيُخْرِجَ عِبَادَهُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَتِهِ. that the Prophet was sent for this purpose. First of all, he was sent with the truth, or to bring about the truth, which means that to bring a message that is in complete compatibility with the human existence and the whole universe. And secondly, to remove people from worshipping idols. What does this mean? This special slave of God, this messenger of God, what was he supposed to do when we are saying that he was supposed to bring people out from the worshipping of idols? Was it that he was just supposed to remove people and cause the people to come out of this state of worshipping idols, these stone idols, these idols that were made up of wood, that were made up of, for example, some beautiful stones? Or was it something else? Rather, it seems like there was a higher purpose also, because these idols were made by certain people, and those people had some intention behind making these idols. There was a theory, there was an ideology behind these idols. And that ideology, that thought, those principles, those theoretical principles that were behind the reason why this man or this person created this idol, is what we need to stay away from. So now, this person, let's say, created this idol and invited people to worship this idol. It was under the basis of the love of the world, under the basis of a certain wretched ideology that this person wanted people to follow so as to achieve some material objectives.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, it is for this reason that we realize that when Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the Prophet was sent to remove people from worshipping idols, he doesn't just mean from these idols that are made up of stone and brick and from wood. No, rather also from the idol makers, which are the actual idols. You see, today sometimes in this world also, we don't have idolatry as such, but we have other forms of, shirk that are present. People nowadays, instead of worshipping these stone idols, they worship other things. Okay? But now, even in the time of the Prophet, when people used to worship the idols, there was a philosophy behind that worshipping, and that was a material philosophy, a philosophy of aggrandizing the world, of kind of being completely, absorbed into the world and making this material world the aim and goal of life, and causing certain people, without having any real honor, to be honorable, and other people who really were truly honorable in their hearts because of their good character, but they were humiliated by these people because of these ideologies that they created, these material ideologies. And that is why if the Pharaoh himself, he had his own statues everywhere, and people used to worship those statues, but the actual worship one was the Pharaoh himself. And similarly, these idols also, there's a philosophy behind them. There are people behind them that call people towards the worshipping these idols so that they can control them. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, go away from worshipping idols, he also means these idol makers and these people who create these wrong and false ideologies. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us stay away from these wrong actions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب
في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.